your reaction with pride.
Oh, shoot.
I not bring all this stuff with me. All
right, bring them on.
How difficult is Ray Rice to stop? He's a smaller guy. How difficult is it to, you know, locate where he's going and then stop?
He's got a lot of components to his running ability. You know, he's quick. He can get out quick, and he can also catch the ball, you know, so he's a good receiver as well.
Dave, and what did Chum and Spikes bring back to the table when they came back in the lineup?
You know, having Chung back there, you know, is it brings a lot to communication. You know, he kind of knows what's going on, and he's kind of a good leader as far as getting the communication, and he's quick. You know, he brings a lot to the defense, and having Spikes back brings some force as well.
The magnitude of this game, is it being emphasized or maybe de-emphasized that it's just a football game you got to play as usual?
I think that's what you got to remind yourself. You know, throughout the week, you got to hype it up as much as possible as far as, you know, everything's on the line here. And then, you know, when it comes down to the game, it's just another game. You got to get through it and fight through it.
Do you think it'll be tough to control the adrenaline, though, pregame on Sunday, get out on the field and finally get to the point where you start to hit people? You think it'll be tough to control?
Yeah, I mean, controlling your emotions and whatnot and just bringing yourself back and just saying it's a game is... That's always something that you got to bring to these playoff games.
Hey, Dane, can you talk about Ty Law and Troy Brown being the honorary captains? What that means to have, you know, guys like who contributed so much in the past out there on the field again and inspiration and so forth?
Yeah, having guys like Troy Brown and everybody out there, you know, they brought a lot to this organization, you know, in the past with Super Bowl wins and everything else. So having out there just, I guess, reminds, you know, younger players, you know, like myself and, you know, a lot of other guys on this team what it's all about.
Yeah, can you see the confidence going with this defense? I think 7 points in the last 7 quarters, and certainly on Saturday night you guys were flying around. Making all kinds of plays.
Yeah, our defense played well last game, and, you know, we take a lot from that and just carry it on to this game, I guess, and take as much as we can from it, and hopefully, you know, that carries on.
Does part of that confidence come from having guys like Chung back and Spikes?
I think so. I think it's just as a unit combined, you know. It's not one individual. It's just, you know, you feel confident in everybody that you're playing around, so, you know, it just carries all over.
You just mentioned Troy Brown and those guys, what they've done in the past. You guys look forward to creating your own legacy and your own accomplishments?
I think that's something that everybody kind of wants to make your own little niche in the organization and kind of be remembered. Like one of my coaches always said, do you want to be soon forgotten or long remembered? And I kind of live by that.
Dane, last week the offense had a great, great success with the hurry-up offense. As a defender, what makes it so hard to defend against?
You know, you got to get a lot going on with that hurry-up offense. You got to get, you know, you got your signals in, you got your front lined up that much quicker, and you got to get the coverage, you know, organized that much quicker, I guess.
How difficult is it to get to this point where you guys are at right now, only 2 teams left in the AFC?
I mean, it's not easy. There's 4 teams left altogether, two teams left here. You know, I mean, 32 teams in the league. It's not easy.
How about with this season, too, with the lockout and, you know, a short camp and everything you guys had to deal with?
I mean, that's something that we all 32 teams had to deal with. So I can't say that it's not just our team that had a shorter camp or anything. So, you know, as every 32 teams had to deal with, it was a tough process.
Deion said yesterday, this time of year, it's very fun to come to work. Are you guys sort of taking that, like, sort of lighthearted going into work, or are you more... You know, nose to the grindstone.
I think, you know, it's just kind of how you take it. You know, when you get out of the truck, when you're at work, that's kind of thing about it. It's like, this is fun, you know, because it's all on the players, you know. You know, you get through the season and everything, and you kind of rely on coaches to get you through a day or something. And, you know, this late in the playoffs, you know, it's all the players making the moves, and, you know, it's how bad you as a player and you as a defense and offense want to get this done.
How about the quarterback you're going to face, Joe Flacco? What is he doing on that?
Flacco's good. I mean, he can step up. He can throw the ball. He's got a big arm. He can get, 65 yards down the field, as well as he can scramble a little bit and find what's open. Really good quarterback.